Hey everybody, thanks for joining in. I just wanted to do a quick prayer and a scripture today. Hopefully it starts off your day or the middle of your day or whatever, and just kind of sauces it up, makes you feel better, and gives you some hope. I wanted to just do a few of these and sprinkle them in my YouTube and sprinkle them in on my podcast. I've never done that before, so I thought it would be cool. And I mean, there for any day, any year. So yeah, let's just read Psalm 63. You are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I'm thirsty for you. My whole being longs for you. And just going down, because your love is better than life. Jesus, I thank you so much that you are my God. I thank you that you put the longing inside of us to seek you. I pray, Lord, that you would go even deeper in our hearts and that you would create a thirst in us that would draw us to you more and more every single day. That we would not be able to deny that we need more of your presence, more of your goodness, that we are so thirsty for your word, to just read your word, that we long to just sit alone with you and just take in the goodness of who you are, that we can be so content seeking you out and longing for you, God, that we don't have to strive. Even when we're at our thirstiest, we don't have to strive to meet you. You come to us the moment we ask, Jesus, come and be with me. Even if we can't feel you, you're there. Even if we can't see you, we know that you're there. It's by faith. It's not by sight. It's not by feeling. And I just thank you that your love is better than life. I thank you that your love is so much better than anything this life could ever offer. And I just pray, Lord, that you would put a holy contentment in every person that's listening today. I pray for those that don't know you, Jesus, that they would ask for you to come into their hearts and to be their Savior. I pray that you would trigger hearts to want to know who you are. Who is God? Who is my Father in heaven? Who is Jesus? On a deeper level, that we wouldn't want to just know you as a Sunday God. We wouldn't want to just know you as a religion, but we would want to know you in deep relationship. And so I'm praying for that thirsting. I'm praying for that longing that David talks about in Psalm 63. I'm praying that right now, Lord, the only thing that people want to be satisfied of is their thirst for you. Lord, I pray that if they are in a place of desert, if they are in a wilderness, if they feel like they've just been wandering around and they don't know what's going on, that you are there to meet them. I just feel like somebody has just been in such a place of desperation that they've been trying to do so many different things to get God's attention. But God is saying, you have had my attention from the very day you were born. You had my attention before the foundation of the earth. I created you. I know you. My thoughts for you are more than the grains of sand. I long for you to understand that I have never left you. I will never leave you. And there's nothing you have to do to come and be with me. The moment that you connect your mind and you think of me, I am there. I am there. I am there. I am in you. I am all around you. And I just feel like God is saying to let go of every burden that has told you that you have to do something to get God's attention, that you have to do something to get his attention. God is saying, let go of that. Give that to me. That is not of me, and that is holding you down. You have had my attention from the very beginning. And I also feel that there's somebody that needs to be healed of chest pain. I feel like you have this really strong anxiety and it causes you chest pain, almost like a heart attack. But God is saying that he is going to remove that anxiety from your life. And it's not going to be overnight, but it's going to be by understanding how to live your life in a simple way and understanding who you are called to be and what you're called to do and how you're called to rest. And I don't mean purpose. I don't mean by working. I'm talking, God is saying that he is going to release you from the anxiety as you release yourself into a place of simple living. So I just bless you guys with that. Thank you so much for praying with me today and have a wonderful day.